a candidate running for Connecticut's 5th District is coming under fire for a comment that was reportedly, posted on his Twitter page earlier this month. There was a screenshot shared by the Connecticut Dems that's showing that the comment was posted on Robert Hyde's Twitter page on December 30. Of course, it's since been removed. In a reference former candidate for President Kamala Harris. So that's what it referenced, former Democrat candidate for President Kamala Harris. I want to say her name correctly. In a statement on Tuesday, Connecticut Democrat Chair Nancy Wyman said Robert Hyde's social media comment about the Senator Harris's decision to end her political campaign is simply disgusting, and the fact that it was made by a Republican candidate for Congress and remained online until today is even more concerning. This kind of insulting commentary, as well as others on his Twitter feed, has no place in any public discourse, and any candidate who engages in it has no business seeking elected office. On behalf of every woman in Connecticut, I am calling on the Republican state chairman to not just condemn the social media posting, but to end Mr. Hyde's congressional bid, end quote. That was from Nancy Wyman. She's the Democrat chair here in the state of Connecticut. Joining us right now is the Republican chair for the state of Connecticut, and it's J.R. Romano. Good morning, J.R.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Other than a little cold, right?
Yeah, it's a little chilly, and you know, it's funny. Everyone asks if I watched any of the impeachment, and of course not, because it's a it's a kangaroo court. So you know, I didn't watch any of that yesterday, and I'm sure many of viewers it would have been too frustrating. My blood pressure would have got too high.
Yeah, well, you know, people look at it for because it's nonsense. You know,
it is 100% nonsense. I mean, the line that I've said is this is simply because. I don't know if you remember this, Gary, but your listeners can certainly Google this. Leftist activists basically accused Rosa DeLauro of being a moderate and went after John Larson, a congressman from your neck of the woods, for not impeaching. Now, this is before anything ever, before even Ukraine was in the national spotlight. They were demanding impeachment up over nothing. And so the Democrats had to feed some chum to their hardcore leftist base. To keep them motivated into 2020. This wasn't about the country. This wasn't about the Constitution. This was politically motivated in order to keep their base happy. And it's the most disturbing thing and the most partisan thing I think that this Congress has ever done.
JR, I got to tell you, I've heard conversations. I've been part of conversations. I've even overheard conversations that involves independents and unaffiliated voters here in the state of Connecticut. And, you know, they'll congregate at coffee shops or at sandwich shops throughout the day. And listening to the independents and the unaffiliated is really interesting because, you know, the Republicans are going to side with Republicans. And most Democrats, not all, are, especially the hardcore ones, are going to, you know, side with their party and impeaching the president. But when you listen to the independents and the unaffiliated, the conversation really gets your attention. And I really believe that about 80-85% would agree with you. They think it's nonsense.
Well, it's dangerous, right? It goes to show when the Democratic Party is not in power what they're willing to do, because they've been calling for impeachment before this president was even inaugurated, right?
Yeah.
It is disturbing at the length they'll go in order to do whatever they want. I mean, let's take Ned Lamont. You know, we're talking about, he's talking about withholding municipal aid until he gets his tolls. Are you kidding me? Snow removal aid?
Yeah.
I mean, this is what Democrat leadership looks like. You're going to knuckle under. You're going to do what we say by our rules. It's scary how they're behaving.
They're grabbing at straws when they realize they had nothing on the president. For the Mueller report comes out since day one, before day one, as you just said, JR, before he even got inaugurated, they were looking for anything. It's taken them years. They find nothing. Now all of a sudden, then they look for something. Now they're like, well, we're running out of time. Let's find something and just embellish it and explode it, and we'll run with that. And that's what they're doing.
Let's not forget the IG report, right? The whole FISA warrants and how they were. I mean, the judge, which by the way was not covered by mainstream media, where the FBI was working with, condemned the FBI for misleading the judges.
Right.
I mean, this whole sham, the Democratic Party has put this nation and is dividing us.
Well,
because they're simply no longer in power.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like playing a board game with a 10-year-old or with an 8-year-old, you know, and they find out that they're losing. They find out that they're losing. So they change the rules of the game, midway so that it benefits them so that they can win. They're sorry that they lost. Not only are they sorry that they lost the 2016 election, they know they're going to lose the 2020 election. They're grabbing at straws.
Well, actually, that was exactly what I think it was Nancy Pelosi said. We can't leave this up to the American people. I mean, that's what the Democrats think of the average hardworking family.
We have to impeach him before he gets reelected again.
Yeah, the Democrats don't think they can trust you to understand what's best for your families and the policies that's going to benefit you. No, they're going to tell you what's best for you. They're going to tell you what to think. They're going to tell you how to feel. They're going to tell. I mean, this is rhetoric from the Democratic Party that has been getting more and more controlling. Because frankly, what it boils down to, Gary, and you know this, you're in the legislature. At the end of the day, the economic policies of the Democratic Party don't work. So they can't admit that their policies don't work. So they just double down and make it bigger and worse and bigger and worse until they're at a point where they're hostile because they can't articulate any success that they've had. And so now it just turns into these battles where they're calling people names. Now they have some moral compass about, well, you have to say what you have to believe what I believe. Otherwise, you're all these horrible things. It's almost like a religious cult now, right? There's no difference to me than those insane Baptist people that go around to the military funerals, those people who harass people at funerals, the Baptist church or whatever it is. There's no difference.
Yeah. I miss the old blue dog Kennedy Democrats. Hey, we've only got a couple of minutes. I need you to weigh in on this with Mr. Hyde, Robert Hyde, in his Twitter comment about Kamala Harris.
There's no question it was vile, Gary. I mean, this is obviously anyone can run for office. I don't know if you remember, there was a Democrat who ran for governor that was actually dragged off a stage of a debate who said horrible things about Jim Himes and called him terrible names. You can't control who runs. You know, I'm Nancy should know that. But there's no question in my mind that, you know, what his comments were vile. I don't agree with them. And, you know, the CTGOP actually refunded some of the donations that he gave us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I find it so fascinating because there's no question, you know, the comments were wrong and vile. I'm going to remember that, though, the next time that a Democrat, and the list is long, of the things that they say about a president, the things that they say about political opponents. I mean, let's not forget Matt Lesser called Themis Claridis a sexist.
Yeah. I was in office when he did that, yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, this is, and we've been talking about this, you know, there were Democrats that went after Aaron. You know, we condemn that. You know, we're being consistent. I'm sorry. There were Democrats that went after Aaron Stewart. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
You know, so we're being consistent here. But, you know, I don't have the authority
or power
to end someone's campaign.
I know you don't. You cannot end it for him, nor can you really get involved in favor one candidate more than another. It's an open process. It's a fair process. Let the better candidate win without you either editorialize or influencing it with bias or one way or the other. It's like an open competition. And I get that. And I do understand, you know, where one thing begins and one thing ends. However, I would presume it's safe to assume. I'm going to let you comment on this. You do condemn his comments, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, which I have. I mean, I think again, it's completely out of our head. Social media is just, you know, it is the Wild West still.
Yeah. I agree.
And we've actually, and I'll be honest with you, Gary, at our State Central Committee meetings, and when we meet with town chairman, we tell people You know, you cannot, there's a specific way you should behave online. And, you know, it was a horrible comment. It's offensive.
Yeah. All right. I think people were just looking. Well, we heard from, we even got a quote from Len Fasano. You know, he offered a quote that said, you know, the type of behavior in these words are flat out disgusting and morally reprehensible. I'm calling on Mr. Hyde to step down as a candidate for office. His comments are beyond disgraceful and offensive, and his actions are not representative of the Republican Party at all. He needs to remove himself as a candidate immediately. This is unacceptable behavior for anyone, let alone someone who is seeking to represent our state in Congress. Now, only Mr. Hyde can do that. Only he can remove him. You can't. Would you encourage
him
to?
I was going to say the saddest part about this whole thing is the Republican Party, specifically here in Connecticut, you know, I don't know what's going on in other states, but we have some tremendous female elected officials that never gets highlighted. And of course, comments like this feed into this, the as far as I'm concerned, wrong stereotypes of Republicans. And it actually is, it angers me when we have leaders like Aaron Stewart, Jamie Stevenson, Themis Claridis, Brenda Kupchak, Loya Hordick. These are female leaders within the Republican Party that, has been working for a very long time in improving their communities. It just does a disservice to them.
Right. No, you're right. All right. So you can't, you cannot ask him to step down. You cannot influence him to.
If you go back and look at his social media,
he removed that statement.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah. Would you encourage him to step down?
I've had conversations with him, Harry. I don't think that, based on comments like this, I don't think that the campaign is viable. And I'm gonna get a rash of comments and complaints, but you can't make comments like this. It's wrong. It sends the wrong message. It detracts away from other Republicans.
Yeah, you know, and you're supposed to be, you know, you're on the campaign trail. I mean, if you're starting off like this, you're really getting off with the public on the wrong foot, you know. All right, JR. Every time we ask of you pull through. I love having you on. We got to have you on more often. And hopefully that will occur. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And just keep doing a good job, and we'll talk to you in January. How's that?
Thank you.
You got it. Have a good one.